This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridha Vadir, one more time. Assalamu alaikum. You're invited here because we have a serious problem. And the problem is that we are dealing with the subject of hate, right? Why do we hate in the first place? So last time we had a good conversation about the psychological aspect of hate as well as the philosophical aspect of hate. And we just touched a little bit of the faith aspect of hate, that true belief actually protects you from hate. But then we looked into all these protective factors which protects Muslims, if they truly believe, that protects Muslim from getting into this trap of hate and then ultimately ending up in violence. But the problem with us was that we found so many different references in the Quran. Like, for instance, if you pick up hasad, right, envy, there's so much on that. If you pick up anger, there's so much on that. If you look into the incentives and the punishment and everything in the day of judgment, there's so much there. We needed a scholar to sum it up for us, that how Islam and the message of Islam actually protect us, like all those protective factors are there for us, for as true believers, that we would never, ever, if we truly believe, right? That's the condition. We would never, ever develop hatred for people to an extent of getting into violent actions or other ways of harming them. So that's the challenge, and that's why you're here.
Okay, as an introduction, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, Salatu Wassalamu Ala Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First of all, I can see the word faith. Mm-hmm. Basically, when somebody has faith mm-hmm. in God that created him and created the whole universe around him, once you understand the concept of the purpose of our creation, mm-hmm. you know, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or God Almighty summarized that purpose in Surah number 51 and number 56. He said, "Wama khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun." Mm-hmm. I've only created jinn and mankind, but to enslave themselves to me. Mm-hmm. Whether we like it or we like it, as I always say,
that's right.
We are slaves to God. We need him every single second. Mm-hmm. You and I and Omar and all the viewers mm-hmm. cannot guarantee that breath that comes out mm-hmm. to come back again.
That's right.
So we need Allah all the time. Mm-hmm. So once we have faith in God, then we should go to the message sent to us by God. Mm-hmm. And that's the books that were revealed mm-hmm. through the Archangel Jibreel to the prophets. And that takes us to the next part, which is the role model. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So God sent messengers who are humans like you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you send somebody who's godly or son of God or mm-hmm, this or mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm. then we have the excuse like, no, oh, I don't have the same qualities or the same potential like him. Mm-hmm, this mm-hmm. is why I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
But he said, no. You know, for example, Jesus, peace upon him, in the Quran, he said he and his mother used to ya'kulan al-ta'am. They mm-hmm. eat food.
That's right.
Which means they're humans.
Human, yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And if you're human, then you will need the Creator mm-hmm. for everything. So these role models, what they did, they received the revelation, mm-hmm. and it was not just like theory. They practiced it. Mm-hmm. That's why when we relate to them, we act the same way they acted. Mm-hmm. Let's take, for example, an example of the teachings of Jesus, peace be upon him. Mm-hmm. He said, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left one to them.
Exactly.
Yeah. That doesn't mean weakness, because some people misinterpret this. Mm-hmm. It means tolerance.
Yeah.
It means don't reciprocate anger with anger, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. this is going to lead to negative emotions.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. You know, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was approached, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by a man, he said, "Awsuni ya Rasulullah, give me advice, Prophet of Allah." Mm-hmm. He said, "La ta'adab." Mm-hmm. It's like simple word.
Yeah, yeah.
You can write a whole book mm-hmm. about that advice.
That's right.
And the man said, "Give me more." Mm-hmm. He said, "La taghdab." Do not get angry.
Yeah.
He said, "Give me more." He said, "La taghdab." Why?
Three times.
Because anger mm-hmm. leads to what? Mm-hmm. Could leads to hate.
Yeah, yeah.
Anger could lead to what? You might kill someone.
Exactly.
You might harm yourself. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So control your anger. He was sitting one day with his companions. He said, "Ma ta'udduna ash-shadid fikum? Who do you think or who do you consider a strong person amongst you?" قَالُوا شَدِيدٌ مِنَّا بَالصَّرَعَ. Somebody who knocks people out. Exactly, like if you were to ask Omar or, you know, the young generation, like, who do you think is like a strong guy? Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, biceps and, like, you know, six packs, and, right? But then the Prophet ﷺ said, no. لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالصَّرَعَ. A strong person is not the person who knocks people out. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلُكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person is the person who can control himself when he's angry.
Yeah.
And when God talked about the incentive, okay,
yeah, exactly,
in the Quran, if you go to Surah number 3, ayah 133, God says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. What's the ultimate goal of every human being? For God to forgive him and to allow to enter his mercy,
that's right,
which is in the form of paradise. Where he's going to live happily forever. He said, عَرْضُهَ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. The expanse of that paradise is equal to the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's created for those who, next,
fear Allah.
Fear God. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What's the incentive? Paradise, the mercy of Allah. What should I do then? He said, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. They are those who spend when they have lots of money, at times of lots of money, you know, and at times when they have little money. So in thick and thin, as we say.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Exactly.
At times when they are rich, at times even when they are poor. Now, the second quality, which is very relevant to what we're talking about, he said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضُ. Meaning, and those, not only the, in the translation of the Quran or the meaning of the Quran, you'll find curb their anger, control their anger. It's even deeper than that. Because to curb your anger is يَكْتِمْ غَيْضُ. But Allah said, الْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضُ. يَكْظُمْ means to swallow your anger. Look at that degree. Like, you know, Ramadan is coming so fast, so quickly. Imagine if Umar were to sneak into the kitchen and eat something during the day, and he comes out and he sees you or he sees me, he's gonna be embarrassed. So he's not gonna be chewing, he's gonna
swallow
the food. So he doesn't even show that he's chewing food.
Exactly.
Right? So Allah said, don't even show anger in your face, swallow your anger. That takes a strong person to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
And the next one, again, refers to?
Patience.
Patience. He said, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. It takes a lot of patience to be able to forgive and forget.
Exactly.
If you were to ask so many people today, when somebody wrongs you, are you able to forgive? Omar might say, but are you able to forget? I'll keep it here.
Yeah.
And I always give this example. When you wrong your wife, and then you come back home with a gift and say, sorry, honey, I was wrong. She's going to say, okay, I'll let it go this time.
Yeah.
Okay? Then a month later, you make the same mistake. You bring a gift and you come back and say, I'm sorry. She said, like last time? But you told me you forgave me. Yeah, I forgave you, but still here.
Yeah, I didn't forget.
Because if she forgets, then she's not going to bring it up.
That's right.
It takes patience to be able to do this. And then Allah said, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do what? He gives you a framework.
Yeah.
Swallow your anger. Step number one. Forgive and forget.
That's right.
And do good to those who wrong you.
Exactly.
You can never even reach hatred. Yeah, like you're so far away from hatred.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. So he's saying, do good to those people. And amazingly enough, when you go back to the role model again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how many times people mistreat him? A man who was a rabbi called Ibn Dughunna. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he knows the description of the Prophet ﷺ in the book that was given to Moses, peace be upon him, in the Torah. He said he is very, very patient. And the more you try to make him angry, the more patient he will be. That's one of the signs. So he went to him. The Prophet ﷺ borrowed some money from him. And some people always ask, like, why would the Prophet ﷺ borrow from people who are not Muslims?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Because the Muslims might be shy to come and ask for the money again. Mm. So he wanted to make sure that somebody is going to come and say, give me my money.
Exactly.
Okay. So this man came before the due date. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, give me my money. But he didn't ask it in that way.
Yeah.
He wanted to provoke the Prophet ﷺ and make him angry.
Okay.
He said, "Innakum ya bani Hashim qawmun mutl." That's how he started. You, the clan of Hashim, talking about the Prophet ﷺ, you're procrastinating people. As if it's like you take the right of people and then you just, like, you know, try to procrastinate. Like, you know, oh, it's not now. Come tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the due date was not yet. Then he said, give me my money. And the Prophet ﷺ smiled. And Umar was sitting there. Umar heard this. He tried to take his sword off. And the Prophet ﷺ said, like, no. Don't do this, Umar. And the man was scared. So the Prophet ﷺ said, again, this is the framework of patience. And what did he do to him? He said, just tolerate. Let it go. Okay? He insulted you. Don't get angry. Don't have something here. Okay? He said, tolerate. And trust the fact that God will reward you for that. And then he gave Umar an advice. And he gave Ibn Dughunna advice. He said, Umar, both of us needed something better than what you have done. You know, I expected you to ask him to be patient and not to get mad and to ask in a nice way. يُحْسَنُ الطَّلَبْ. To ask in a nice way.
That's right.
And I expected you to remind me just to give him the money. Go, bring him his money, even though it's not the due date, and give him 20 extra because you scared him. So when Umar did this, what did Ibn Dughunna do? What did he do?
Give
him took shahada.
Oh.
He said, listen, I did what I did on purpose.
Yeah, to provoke.
Because your description in our book is that the more I try to make you angry, the more patient you will be. And I've seen it in action now. I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship but God, and you're the messenger of God. And he was a rabbi. So again, this is the message. Do you think somebody who hates would treat people like that?
No.
Do you think somebody tries to make you angry, would you react like that?
Absolutely.
But I want to say something very positive too. Can we hate in Islam? The answer is yes. What do we hate? We hate bad things. We don't hate people.
That's right.
We hate the bad things that people do. Amazingly enough, the Quran said the law in dealing with all non-Muslims, not only the people of the book, all non-Muslims. And look what Islam teaches us. So number 60, it's called Al-Mumtahina, ayah number 8. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La yanhaakum Allah does not forbid you. God does not forbid you. عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ As regards those who do not fight you on account of your faith. وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ And they did not expel you out of your own homes. أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ To do birr to them. Do you know the meaning of birr? Birr means what Allah commanded this gentleman to do to you and his mom. Birr means like the best good character they might have, the best manners. Treat them with the best manners. Be grateful. Be kind. Be tolerant. Be accepting.
Exactly.
Be patient. وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ And be fair with them. If I'm the boss, and I have people for the interview, some of them are Muslim, some are not, I shouldn't be biased.
That's right.
Whoever has the qualification, I give him the job. So be just with them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسُطِينَ Allah is giving you another incentive here. He says, trust me, I love those who are fair. So Islam is all about justice.
Exactly.
So, can we hate? I said, yes, if somebody's doing injustice. We hate the injustice.
That's right.
And this is why in the entire message of the Quran, you always say that the best nation are those who do what? Enjoy what's right. If there's any right cause, we'll go for it. We're part of it. But if there's something wrong, forbid what's wrong.
Exactly. This is a very, very good summary. Do you have any question? Are you good? So behind all these points, there's a whole ocean of knowledge, right?
And I mean, what I shared is
exactly,
like...
Exactly, just not even a drop in the ocean, right?
Exactly.
So in light of this, the point, the concluding point, and that's why we started the series, right? Because of this huge misunderstanding and misconception that's been spread out there through books and through research and through... through other media stuff, that Muslims, they hate us, means the non-Muslims, right? And people have taken it literally. They think that there is something in the message of Islam that teaches them to have hatred.
In fact, I was asked this question when I was teaching Islam at the University of Wake Forest in North Carolina in 2004. Mm-hmm. And then they said, do people hate us? Mm. I said, what do you mean by us? If you mean the people, give me a reason. I was talking to the Americans. It's like, give me a reason to hate you. What did you do to me? Mm-hmm. They clapped their hands for 20 seconds. Mm. I had to stop them. I said, like, let me finish. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I told them a very special story that happened with me, because I was living on campus in the faculty apartments, and all the buildings of the university are the same. Mm-hmm. So once I finish work and I want to go to the faculty apartments, I keep going like spinning around the place, and I always like, I can't find my way to my destination.
Yeah.
So one time when I was so tired, it was snowing, then a very old lady, she was like 74. Mm-hmm. She was walking by. I said, excuse me, do you know where the faculty apartments, you know, are? She's like, yeah, come with me, I'll escort you. Mm-hmm. It's close to where I live. I said, what do you mean do you live? Like, do you live on campus? She's like, I live outside the campus, but I'm just like walking. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, wow. She's walking at the university.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Anyway, so she escorted me and we started chatting. She said, what do you do here? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm teaching. At that time, I looked very young. She's like, you know, you're too young to be teaching. I said, like, no, I'm an associate professor. She's like, what do you teach? I said, Islam, not Islam. So she smiled. And anyway, I ended up inviting her to sit in my class. Mm-hmm. As a professor, mm-hmm. I can give her the right, you know, to sit in my class, mm-hmm. just to be like a participant just by listening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she never missed one class, except one time. And the time that she missed the class, even though she's not registered in the class, she left me a box in front of the door that brought tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. When I opened the box, I found cookies made at home by herself, and a card saying, sir, Dr. Bader, I won't be able to attend today because my only son came from New York to visit me and I'll have to spend the time with him. Hmm. I mean, my students in the class, they wouldn't do that. That's a human relationship. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I told them, give me a reason to hate that woman.
Exactly.
Again, I'm stressing the fact that we don't hate people.
That's right.
For the sake of hatred. Mm-hmm. We hate the injustice that they do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We hate the bad stuff that they do. So the fact is, we don't hate people, as you always said. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the Islam sums it up in Surah number 5, ayah number 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever kills or takes the life of one person without a valid reason, for somebody who killed somebody or like somebody who's spreading corruption on earth, as if he has killed all humanity at large.
Exactly.
وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. Whoever saves one life, the Quran did not specify which life, a Muslim or a non-Muslim.
Exactly.
So if I'm walking by now and a fire breaks into a house, I'm not going to stop and look like, is it Ahmed or Muhammad inside, or is it Jack or John? Mm-hmm. I'm going to save whoever is going through pain.
That's right.
Because I'm a human being. And I'm commanded to be mercy for all people.
Exactly.
And that was the role models, you know, showed us, you know, through all the 124,000 messengers who came across the history of mankind with one message, which is submit to God. This is your salvation.
That's right. And there's nothing in the message of Islam that would inspire people negatively to hate others. And the point that you mentioned, right, about the, we don't hate people, we hate their bad actions. So that's the according to the definition of hatred from the psychology perspective, that is that you hate people not because of what they do, but you hate them because of who they are, right? Yeah. So that's the basic definition. So even that definition doesn't apply here, because if you don't like for instance, what I'm doing, and that's wrong, right? So you're disliking my action, right? There's no hatred, there's no element of hate in directed from you towards me, right? So that's the huge difference. So even if you don't like whatever others might do, which is immoral or wrong or unjust, right? But it doesn't mean, like, in that dislikeness, there's no element of hate at all, right? Because the way you define hate, that is like you define that person, not his actions, right?
Exactly.
So even in that sense, there is no element of hatred at all.
In fact, it's like channeling a negative emotion to be positive.
Exactly.
Because if you hate injustice, is that something bad?
Technically, no.
You hate injustice.
Exactly, yeah.
Everybody who's wise,
yeah,
you know, and has ethics should hate injustice.
Yeah.
Can I get angry in a positive way? Yeah. When I see something wrong, bad.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to channel a negative emotion to do something productive and good.
That's right. Good. Yeah. So that's perfect. So thank you so much for this. Unless you have any question. No? No question? No. Okay. So you're so smart. All right. Jazakumullah khair, Dr. Badir. And inshallah, we'll invite you for other things. Other parts of this series, which is focused on trying to prove that we are not the enemy. So this was part one of that, and inshallah we'll do other parts of this, and we'll be inviting you. Thanks so much for your
time. In fact, before we go, like I'm like looking into the Quran.
Yeah.
Even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to talk about disliking something, He doesn't use the word hate.
Exactly.
He said, "La yuhibbu Allah." Allah doesn't like. Look at the way He puts it.
Yeah.
Look at the positive message. Allah doesn't like you to do injustice. Allah doesn't like for you to be unfair. Doesn't like. So it's not even like Allah hates.
That's right.
Because He created His creation and He loves them. And no one loves them more than Him.
Exactly.
So He wants you to be good, but unfortunately, hatred comes from people who are bad by nature. So can I say somebody is like bad by nature, or like he's created to be bad? No. People have a free will.
And their choices.
They choose it, and then it becomes their character.
That's right.
And then they get stuck.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it still becomes part of their behavior.
And it's never too late.
Yeah.
Our job is to be tolerant and patient with these people and say, come back. We know how to teach you how to love.
Yes.
And stop hating.
Thank you so much again. Jazakumullah khair.
Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin.